that identity, that sense of self, is always a problematic one. It's in its very nature to be problematic. It is also in its very nature to feel insecure and insubstantial. It is also in its nature almost always to feel not enough. If you look deeply, what that means is, and most human beings have that, what that means is, I am not enough yet. I haven't quite arrived at a completion of my sense of self. And so the worst thing that could happen to you is for somebody to tell you that you do not have a future anymore. For example, a doctor. That happens. And that is dreadful for the identity that is derived from mind structures, the mind-made, story-based sense of self. Because almost every story-based sense of self feels, I need more time to be fully and completely myself. And they believe that if I can add certain things to my sense of self, then eventually I will reach a point where I will feel complete, fully me, fully myself. So with that comes the incredible psychological need for more in people's lives. Now, I'm not saying that it is not a wonderful thing to acquire a new object that is beautiful and that you can look at and handle or use. Yes, beautiful. That it is not a wonderful thing to explore life, to take some trips, to explore other countries, to have experiences, to meet people, to have relationships. They're all wonderful things. It is part of living in this world of form, phenomenal reality. And so you're meant to explore and to play with the world of form, to explore it. But that's not how most humans live. They don't play with it. They don't have a playful curiosity about the world of form. They have an obsession with the world of form, an extreme attachment to the world of form, because they are seeking themselves in the world of form. They're looking for more of me. So where it's a nice thing, if you buy a nice car, why not? But maybe are you looking for yourself in that? Are you seeking to add the mind object car, not just car, my car, to the accumulation of mind objects that's already there in you to add to, which for a while, not for very long, seems to complete your identity? I have added a big car, a big mind object, to the accumulation of objects that I have already. That's me, my knowledge, my status in society, what people have told me, am I important or not important? Sometimes I think I'm important and sometimes not. So not quite sure. My reputation, maybe I have something on my wall, diplomas, maybe I don't. Maybe I have other mind objects that don't look very good, but I'm hanging on to them anyway. I've been a victim of certain people or groups of people or one person who did that to me, and that can become a mind object that occupies an important part of your sense of self. In the absence of something better, that works very well too. Me, the victim, oh yes, it's all what the people have done to me, straightforward. And I'm not saying that they didn't do things to you, but is that good to be used to give you a sense of self? What kind of a sense of self is that? It is an object in consciousness that you have put there and that you revive every day by thinking about it. And whoever is ready to listen to it, you'll tell them about it. Either about how bad things are for you, which are also thoughts, And some people have that as their sense of identity mainly. And others will tell others at parties how great things are, what they've just bought, the important things they've just done, me. What do you do for a living? Well, and then the story comes.